Well, let's ask the man himself. Why, after getting through a whole rugby league career at the very highest level,
with that pretty face of yours, Hodgo,
why put the body back at risk again? What are you doing, Justin?
Yeah, I know. Hey, boys. Good morning. Now, look, it's something that I've always thought about doing. I've said before, to most of the press that I've been doing, I've grew up watching it. The sport that I've always admired and loved. I've always supported every fighter that sort of fought around Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne that as well. So, look, it's just one of those things I needed to do for myself. I'm not out there to have, trying to win titles and all that stuff, just having a couple of fights and then just trying, to fulfill that dream that I've always wanted to do.
What were you like in the dressing shed before a game of footy, Hodgo? And what do you think you'll be like tonight before you go out, say 5 minutes before you go into that ring?
Look, Loz, to be honest, I think I will be nervous. Like everything, I've sort of taken it like it's my first game of football again. When you first put the boots on, you're nervous. But I try to keep everything the same. My whole training camp's been the same, and there's been times when I have felt nervous. But once I put the gloves on, I've always felt good, and that's the way I've approached my football games. Sometimes I'd rock up to big games, and the little tummy bugs will be starting to fly. But once I put the boots on, I've always felt good in my ability. I always knew my job, always knew what I had to do, and I'm just relying on that. And same as the boxing sense.
Have you asked Gal for any advice, or would he just say, mate, do your best? I remember Johnny Lewis just saying to the celebrities would have a fight. They go, I'll just work him around the ring. And Johnny go, throw as many as quickly as you can. That was his advice.
I'll try to, but I've got to be smart as well. I think we got 4 3-minute rounds, so that extra minute does hurt you. So look, wow. A lot of blokes have been saying, just make sure you punch straight. So that's always good advice. You don't want to be doing helicopters, but I've been training hard and prepared, and this guy they matched me up against is another Queensland. He's a bit crazy, I think. So just got to try and work him out early.
Well, I saw the press conference yesterday. Looked like there was a bit of a push and a shove. But how long have you been training for this fight, Hodgo?
About 6-7 weeks, Loz. But in terms of I've always been training. Like since the day that I retired, I got back into training. So I was just doing it as a bit of fitness, and then. Once the missus said, you can have a couple and that's it, my mindset sort of changed and I've been training really hard. And look, it is a dangerous sport. So like I said, I don't want to be in it for a long time. I've got two little kids at home that need me to fit and healthy. So it's just that little edge that I need to fulfill and then, get out and hopefully not too banged up.
Now, the main event is Paul going up against John Hopewate. We saw the old customary push and shove and the grabbing of the throat at the weigh-in yesterday, Justin. How do you think that'll pan out?
Yeah, look, I can't believe the size of Hopper. Jeez, he's just thick. Like his arms and his chest is just massive. So, look, I reckon if Gell can stay away from him early, I think he'll win because he's just so fit. He's had a pre-season of rugby league behind him. On top of that, he's been boxing, so he's just super fit. But just watching Hopper the last couple of days, just how big he is. I reckon if he can catch Gell early, he might be in a bit of trouble. But once it goes past that 3 or 4 rounds, you got to favour Gell.
What's the plans for you going forward then, Hodgo? If you win tonight, you're looking to fight again?
Maybe towards the end of the year. I think this year's a big year for me with all my coach and stuff. Obviously coming down next week with you in the Indigenous camp, and then. The origin stuff with Kevin and also Fox stuff and then all the school stuff that I do at the Broncos. So, I just got to try and make sure I find time to train because that's the most important thing in this sport. I found out, especially with our game, you can have an off night or you can don't feel like playing. You've got 16 other mates who can help you. But, if you don't do the work and you step in the ring, you haven't done the work and then, you're going to get found out. So just making sure I've got time to train to have another one for sure.
Justin, saw your comments on Nine News last night with Danny Widler, where I think I don't want to misquote you, mate, but I think you said that the Broncos got the better of the coaching swap, that Anthony Seibold a better fit there at the Brisbane Broncos than Wayne. Although Wayne always looked after you. So was that was that your first uppercut of the weekend?
not really. I think I'm just trying to just say, in terms of, the young guys that we got at the club, I just think Anthony's probably a better fit for him. I think, Wayne's been at the club for a long time. He's been successful. He's won 6 premierships there. But I just think, it comes a time where players need that different voice. And I've just been watching the way they train. They're really excited. They're jumping out of their skin. It's probably the fittest I've ever seen the Broncos be. So, there's no uppercut to Wayne. His record stands for himself. So, you can never put a guy like that down. And, he's going to do a fantastic job here at South Sydney because he's got the most experienced players in the competition, So he'll do a wonderful job here, and I think Steve will do a good job at the Broncos.
Talking of the Broncos then, Hodger, it's a young squad, but it's a squad that looks as though it can achieve a lot in the next couple of years.
Yeah, look, they can. I think the one area Steve is good at is trying to make everything game specific. I've been watching their training, and the way he does things is totally different to what we used to do things at the Broncos, and all the boys have been saying that, it's all game specific, and he puts times on them, he makes them come up with their own ideas and all this stuff. So I think it's good for young Cody, same as Milf and all those guys, just to get better at their game management. I think that's what he's been trying to work with them the last 2 months he's been at the club. So hopefully the boys can learn from that and just start teaching them a bit of game management and obviously their kicking game and stuff like that.
Geez, you sound like a coach there, Hodgo.
Yeah, I know.
Well, mate, I'm expecting plenty of you this week.
Oh, don't worry, you'll be doing plenty of work.
Mate, I'm one of these coaches, mate, that sit back and let my assistants do all the work.
I'm just going to make sure I don't have a headache first, Loz.
I tell you what, he's a good delegator.
Yeah. That's what good leaders do.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, just a quick one, mate. You've been elevated too by Kevy within that Queensland Origin setup for this season.
Yeah, look, he has. I've coached the Queensland 20s the last couple of years and had a bit to do with the Broncos under 20s as well. So it's something that I love doing. I love being around the lads and, you miss that locker room chat and just, trying to help guys develop their game. And that's something I'm passionate about. And, Kirby's given me the opportunity to do that, and especially come Origin time. That's the time of year you always want to play as an ex-player. And, something that still burns in me. And, it's one of those things that level will never leave you. So I just want to get back to that level. And, you guys have got the trophy at the moment, so our job is to try and bring it back home.
Well, we wish you all the best tonight, mate. Throw them straight, throw them hard, and throw plenty of them.
I hope so, Loz. That's the plan, mate.
Good on you, mate, and I'll catch you next week.
No worries. See you, Loz.
Good luck. There he is, Justin Hodges, former Australia, former Queensland, centre three quarter. Terrific bloke. I know he wasn't well-liked down here around Origin
time. Well,
that's
because he was a good player.
Because he was a Queensland and a good player. He's a champion player, but a great fella.
Yeah,
a tremendous bloke.
He was a frustrating player. He was always the niggle.
He was hard to stop. He had that big right foot step. He had the palm. Always
go
very
from
difficult.
Dummy half. Always make
loved,
ground.
Loved the sledge.
you forgot to give him the other advice about throwing him straight. The other bit is don't get hit.
Yeah. What do they say about...
Don't get hit.
Yeah. You can have the best game plan in the world before you jump in the ring, but it's the ones that stay with that plan after they get hit. They're the ones that usually survive.
Don't get hit.
I always remember, it's funny, we had a boxing coach down there, the Raiders, and he used to tell some stories, and he'd always tell about the story, a young bloke had come into the gym and, they'd have his first fight, and, for the first fight, they always used to set it up, so he wasn't going to lose, They'd find someone that they thought he could win and get a bit of a kill and then sort of go on and see where he'd end up. And he said, the amount of times that this guy would have the win and he'd turn up on the Tuesday for training, he'd have the gold necklace, he'd have three or four mates, the entourage already there, thinking that he was the champion of the world. He was going to be the next big thing.
Didn't always pan out that way.
Never panned out.